Hey, what's up? This is your girl, May J, and you are listening to the LLP Media Let's Talk About It segment. Yeah, let's talk about it. I am sitting here with the great Christine Ayabe. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Great. Well, thank you for sitting down with me and having this conversation during quarantine, official quarantine day one.
My pleasure.
I know we're all so busy. All right, so I wanted to talk to you because you became a poet with LLP Media about a year ago. So happy 1 year anniversary with us. And as we are working towards getting to know our artists a little bit more, not just the person that's presented on a stage, we want to know a little bit more about you on the back end as well.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, that's what I like to hear. So let's start off with talking about your poetry career. Tell me how your poetry career began.
So I've always been writing poetry.
Okay.
Even from a young age, way back from elementary school, up until now. But I never really started sharing my poetry like to the general public until last year, actually. And that started with these art nights at okay. my college. And so it was just basically like a collective of artists at school. All these students would come together. We'd gather in a coffee shop and then we would just share our art. So whether that be music, spoken word, poetry, paintings, it was just a safe place to do things. So that's how I started.
Nice. Okay. So with that being said, what inspires you to write? How did you like, what started the journey of poetry?
So right now, a lot of my poetry and spoken word pieces revolve around mental, like advocacy for mental health and chronic illness, because I feel like those topics are not talked about enough, or I feel like they're super taboo topics in society today. And I feel like if we express those things in art, that people will feel more comfortable and willing to open up about it.
Okay. Well, since you brought up chronic illness and mental health, I know that you are an advocate for those, and your advocacy is a lot on Instagram and through the work that you do. However, would you mind educating me and our listeners a little bit more about chronic illness? Like, tell me how it affects your life and tell me how it affects your art.
Sure. So right now I live with multiple chronic illnesses. My main one is fibromyalgia. A lot of people don't understand that it's not just pain. It affects every single body system. And so I kind of talk about it on social media. And then I also like kind of educate people about my other conditions and share with them like, hey, like this is a thing. And it's also things that other people go through and it affects like my daily life. So whether that be I don't have enough energy to do regular things, whether I have to figure out if I have enough energy to take a shower, or if I have enough energy to go to the grocery store. So I have to limit the amount of things that I do throughout the day, depending on how much energy I have. And in my art, in my poetry, I've been able to help people sort of understand and connect with me on an emotional level. So even though they don't necessarily have these illnesses, they feel those emotions that I have, right. If that makes sense.
Complete sense. I think that there are a lot of people who are living with some type of illness, whether it's chronic or not, who don't know how to express what they're feeling. So in the time that I've known you and I've watched you express like what you're going through, it is very comforting being a person who do have some diseases, be it not chronic. It's comforting seeing you be so brave and saying, this is how I'm feeling today. Quite frankly, this shit sucks, but I'm still pushing. So that's very brave. And I think it's awesome how you use it to create such beautiful artwork.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you write?
Ooh, that's a hard one. In the past, I've told people that I've needed to just wait until I get inspiration, which is a terrible thing, because then you just don't for a long period of time, and then you just have nothing. So recently, I've been trying to be more intentional and more disciplined with myself. So I try to at least write a little bit every day, even if I think it sucks, because you can go back to it and you can edit it, but you can't like work on thing. Like if you don't have anything that you can edit, then you basically get nowhere.
Right. So as you know, and as everyone who knows, we're kind of going through a dangerous pandemic that I believe is rooted in fear, confusion, and a lot of racism. Mm-hmm. In a time like this, how do you maintain your mental health? And how do you continue to create positivity when everything around us is so negative?
Yeah. So last night, I actually attended this communion / artist discussion group type of thing last night. I think I said last night earlier. sorry.
You're fine.
My brain is a little fried. And it was great. And so we talked a lot about
Hey, Christine, you still with me? I think that we've lost Christine, so I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with this interview. In a world built on art and unorthodox ideas, some run from their destiny. We've decided to embrace who we are. We are artists. We are the color that paints a black and white universe. We make the day-to-day unique, fun, and well, we fill it with life. At LLP Media, we work to bring art and expose local artists to those who want to hear our voice. Being a part of LLP Media means working with a team to create exceptional showcases and events for our community. Don't be afraid to share your passion. Come perform with LLP Media. How you joined this artist community discussion?
Yeah. So we kind of talked about how right now the world is in need of our art. And that creatives, no matter what section of creativity, whatever medium that we use, whether that be photography, painting, sculpture, music, poetry, whatever thing that we use that is it's vital to our communities, and it's important that we create art not as an act of rebellion, but we should create anyways, because it's just a way to connect with our communities, to show that love and empathy and things like that are greater than things like hate and fear and anxiety, that we can come together and connect even though we are separated.
Okay. Well, that's really good. That brings me to my next question. As an artist, do you feel that society and societal issues negatively impacts your strive to create personally, and why?
We last night had discussed the impact of, you know, all this craziness surrounding COVID-19. And one of the artists, she's a painter that had spoke, had been feeling a little bit down, had been kind of confused because after all of this nonsense started, she had to paint as well. And her husband had come in and told her, hey, you know what Corona means? And she was like, no. And he said, Corona means crown, which was insane because she was doing a painting of Jesus with a crown in the throne room. So that connection there was amazing. And for myself and for a lot of the people who were a part of that discussion last night have been finding inspiration all of a sudden after we had had a good talk about that afterwards. And we've just been like creating stuff. So for myself, while I was in the bathroom, like brushing my teeth, getting ready for bed, I started writing a song, which I don't do very often. And I never finish songs that I start writing. I just don't, because that's not my thing. And I kid you, I finished this song in one go, which is unheard of when it comes to me. And so I was kind of like excited, but also moderately terrified because I don't know how that happened. But it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Now that we're on the, we've been on the topic of COVID-19, and I've noticed in watching a lot of the political things that have been, you know, previewed on the news and the newscastings and a lot of the information that we've been fed, something that I've noticed that Donald Trump has said quite often is that there is this great mass of unity. Now, politically, right, I can't see it. I don't see the unity at all. I feel like there's a lot of hysteria and fear. How do you feel that this, because there's been other pandemics, I don't really know if we've been old enough to understand what was going on or even alive at the time. Sure. But how do you feel this pandemic is going to bring the artistic culture together?
That's a good
question. Thanks.
I gotta think about that one for a sec.
Take your time.
I think right now, the sort of violence that's come out of it and the hysteria and the anxiousness and the fear and everything that has sort of been divisive that has surrounded all of this, I feel like that itself will inspire artists to create things that are the opposite, to encourage our communities. And I think that's why, the reason why artists create, and that's why it's important for artists to create, because without art in the world, I feel like, so in terms of work and, you know, I lost my train of thought. Okay. In terms of our healthcare professionals, you know, they heal people physically. And our therapists help heal people mentally. But really, artists help heal people, you know, emotionally and spiritually, or however you look at that, whether it's like healing people at the, or healing people at their soul, or however you want to describe that. Yeah.
Awesome. So that brings me to another question. I love, it's sad, but I feel like whenever the world goes through something very traumatic and very painful, we have this boom of art. If you think about, like, you know, the Korean War, there was great music. You think about the hippie area and all the wars going on then, and then you have rock music come and you have all this wonderful art. Do you feel that what we are going through now, as the government calls it, an invincible war, is going to be the start of another amazing artistic boom for us?
It might. For myself, I've found that my pain and my suffering has inspired some great pieces of art. And I feel like it has led to not only an expression of that pain, but it has also helped me find healing, and it's helped other people also find healing, whether they tell me or whether they don't. And I think that's one of the cool things about it.
That is pretty awesome. So with that being said, I feel that we all initially thought 2020 was going to be this great year of change and opportunity. And in 2020, it's like, yeah, I'm going to throw some shit at you you're not ready for. And hopefully after COVID-19, we don't have, like, aliens trying to come to the earth. If you had an opportunity at this day and at this age to look at yourself when you were younger and give some advice, what would that advice be? Besides, be prepared for 2020.
That is also a good question. I think I would tell my younger self that even though it might seem hard, that in the future, you'll always have people, good people, that will surround you and love you and support you no matter what happens, no matter how you change, whether that be due to growth, whether that be due to trauma, whether that be due to whatever, that people will still be.
Okay. That's a beautiful piece of advice. I think that that's something that we should be reminded of every day, because life brings about new journeys and new things. So your younger self, and I feel like everyone's older self will need to know that. I think as artists, we often talk about the beauty of art, right? We talk about how poetry is so lyrically inclined and wonderful, and it's always a great message. I want to talk about the dirty truth about poetry. Let's talk about the ugly of art, the things that people don't see. And as an artist and as a poet, I know if like we're poets and we both poets, I feel in my opinion, have similar processes when it comes to writing. What's your ugly truth about your art?
Oh. I guess like in terms of, I guess I'll talk about my process first.
Okay.
I used to not have a process like at all. It would just be like word vomit, and then later I just go back and then edit it. And I used to think that, you know, I was just kind of posing and I would always wait for the other shoe to drop. And that people would figure out that I wasn't like a real artist type of thing. And I still kind of feel that way, but I had like one of my music friends come up to me and was just like, no, like you do belong here. And you're not supposed to play the comparison game because you are who you are, and you're supposed to own that. So my process now, it's never like exactly the same each time, but I sort of like sit down and I start with like a title. Sometimes not a title all the time, but I'll just sort of get this inspiration first from, it might be like a sound or it might be like something that someone says randomly on the street or something that someone says to me in a conversation or a random scent that I smell or a certain lyric in a song that I'll hear in a restaurant. Just random things. And once I like get that short thing of inspiration and I hear that, I guess that poetry line in my head, I immediately write it down because if I don't, I will lose it. So I always have like a notes thing, you know, on my phone, and I'm trying to get more into the habit of like carrying a notebook around in my bag so I can write it down. But so now I just have like hodgepodge of lines. And so I've been trying to like organize it. But I guess like one of the dirty truths of my poetry is that I guess like people don't realize the extreme darkness that it comes from, and that not everything, not every story has to have a happy ending. Not every story that you tell has to end on a hopeful note. So far, I have, my spoken word pieces have sort of had that redemptive ending. But a lot of my like short poetry pieces have not.
Okay. As a writer, I think I find that a dirty truth of my poetry, and I want to know if you can agree with this, is that when people hear my work, they always think of it as a story. Oh my God, that's an amazing story. That was a really great piece of artwork. but to actually think that whatever I produced on that paper, no matter how much sad girl vibes it is something that I experience personally, I feel that people find that as a really hard pill to swallow. And a dirty truth is that a lot of what we write is not story, but experience.
Yeah.
Is that something Is that something you can relate to?
Totally.
Like, do people ever come up to you and ask you about your poetry? Like, because I've heard a few of your pieces and I've connected with them because underlining the beauty, I can feel your pain. Do people come to you and ask you, like, if any of your work is fabricated? Or, like, what motivated you to do this? Or, you know, like, as if you were just merely painting a picture instead of being vulnerable with your crowd.
So far, I have not had anyone say it to my face.
Okay.
But I'm a firm believer in energy. I'm a very, I guess, empathetic person. So I've seen the looks that people give me during some of my performances and even after. So I know that there are definitely some people that are skeptical, that they think that I may have, like, hyped things up for the drama, for the performance. Because, you know, spoken word, half of the piece is the lyric, and then half of the piece is in the delivery of the words, you know. But yeah, so far I haven't had anyone say it directly to my face.
Okay. Good. Poetry seems to be respected amongst the art community for its lyricism and its rhythm. I think we talked about how everyone loves the beauty of it. What is something you admire about your specific poetry?
Ooh. You definitely know that artists are their worst critic. So that is also a good question. I think one thing that I really like about the stuff that I put out there is very genuine. It's very real. It doesn't, like, I definitely don't water down things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So, who's your favorite poet?
Oh. My favorite poet, don't know if you've heard of him, because he's dead.
Okay.
Is Charles Bukowski. He's definitely, like, an eccentric dude. So if you read his poetry, it's a little bit all over the place, which is kind of funny. But one of his poems, shoot, I forgot the title, but he's got a section where it says, "It has been a beautiful fight, still is." And I really resonate with that.
Nice. So we're doing a segment on the LLP Media podcast, and you're actually the first artist who is telling her story. It's called Let's Talk About It. And the segment where we really want to capture the good and the bad of artistry. And in so many words, just to close out this conversation, I'd like for you to tell me what makes you an artist, the good and the bad.
Man, you're hitting me with all the hard questions today. Youch. Okay. I can already hear one of my friends laughing at me because we literally had a text battle today about this. Yeah, we did. He was like, you're a legit artist. And I was like, no. I think the good thing, you know, I'm going to start out with the bad.
Okay.
I think one of the bad things about being an artist is that, like, too often in, I guess, what you call the industry, or even in, like, the artist world, is that you find people that don't want to have it, make, like, be a part of a supportive community. They sort of just hoard their knowledge. They want to be the best at what they do at the cost of everyone else. So basically, they're just trying to one-up everybody.
Okay.
And I find that attitude to be sort of toxic. Yeah. And I guess the good part about being an artist is sort of the opposite. So I love having creative discussions with other people. I love listening to other people and getting their perspective on things. And even like talking to people who don't do the same thing as I do. So like talking to painters who like legit know what they're doing, and talking to musicians and seeing the way that they see the world, and looking and seeing and hearing and experiencing their art, and getting invited into the world, their world. And, you know, that's inspiring. And I don't know, that's just something that's extremely cool, I guess.
That's awesome. I think whenever I talk to you, I always tell you that I'm like super in love with your character, because you have this like amazing down to earth, like diva-esque vibe.
Stop.
But you're a very genuine poet. And it's really great to actually learn more about you and learn kind of like, because I'm also really into energy and stuff like that. So learn about the good, and but also learn about the bad when it comes to creating. Because mm-hmm. I don't think that we actually look at artists for who they are. Like Robin Williams, he was a comedian. So everyone always thought he was just this happy person. But in reality, he wasn't. So we always look at the surface. We don't really look what's behind, you know, the curtains on the stage. So I want to thank you so much for sitting down with me today, Christine, during your very busy quarantine. and just
thank
talking
you for reaching
to
out.
Well, of course. I love.
I enjoyed this.
Oh, thank you. Even the hard questions?
Yeah.
I love talking with artists about what makes them an artist, because honestly, artistry can be found everywhere. It's not about what you produce that makes you an artist. It's about how you produce it. So thank you so much for being affiliated with LLP Media. And once this is all over, I'm really excited to connect with you again, get on a stage, and do what we do best.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You have a great night, Christine. And LLP Media, let's talk about it. We are out. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening, as I had this amazing interview with Christine Ayabe. Once again, she is a great poet. If you do not already, please check her out on her Instagram. Her handle is Fresh Outta Spoons. That'll be FreshOutta. SPOONS on Instagram. And Ask her more about her art, more about the connection of her art to chronic illness. Also, ask her where she got her name from, Fresh Out of Spoons, or her handle. It's a really cool story. For more artist interviews, we will be posting one every Sunday throughout this quarantine. We're going to work to get you guys more information about local artists. And just connect with you all, because this is a time where artists and just humans should come together and love and be happy and be supportive and be understanding. We'd like to thank you again for listening to LLP Media. Let's talk about it, and we'll see you next Sunday.